Good morning, Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 9:30 agenda item and it's meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and consider action items. So let's just deal with the action items that are presented in or as they are presented. So who's going to lead with this? Chief, you going to do or Zach?
Go ahead.
Kyle and Rick, do you guys want to explain what the agreement is first?
Yeah, I'll do that, Zach. Chairman, Commissioners, what we're bringing forth is the upgrade to our current budgeting software. So it'll be the same company. We're just going to be updating from the on-prem solution to their cloud-based solution. We've met with them, gone over, demonstration of the potentials of this upgrade, and it appears that this should be something that will help expedite a number of things for ourselves, as well as you, as well as others in the county, once we're able to just learn the new dynamics of the software. But it is something that, just based on how our power plant is designed now, I know some of us in particular are hoping for a different solution, and I believe that this upgrade will be something that will benefit everyone, as well as it should. They also have a relationship with our new upgraded financial software, and so that stuff will be able to interact and keep interacting going forward, hopefully without any hiccups there. And just like I said, going through the reporting capabilities and be able to look at it, and there'll just be a lot more information available, and we'll be able to toggle through, and the reporting should be a little bit more robust as well once we learn the intricacies of it and are able to figure that out. But the cost will be a little bit more, but that's with anything when we upgrade, the new cloud-based systems and all that. And in those meetings as well, we had Chief Rast and some others in IT, and all those eyes should be dotted, T's should be crossed from that standpoint as well. We believe in looking at what they're able to provide for us.
Chairman. So, Kyle, thanks for the recap. So is the $35,000, is the upgrade that's presented on top of the base price for power plan, or how can you explain the cost a little bit more?
Yeah, so I think March? When did we pay that power plan bill already?
I think we
paid in March for power plant, so that's good for 12 months. This process, we're currently working on trying to get it massaged in with our financial software upgrade, but this 35 will be for the upgrade to the new software, and then it'll be that, an annual kind of payment with that, and then each year after that, when we go through, there will be a little bit of an inflationary cost increase with that as well. But I think the implementation fee is very light, because we are doing what they call lift and shift transfer, not just like a whole new thing. So we'll be able to just take our data and essentially kind of copy paste it in, versus just a whole new implementation of data before, because we do use PowerPlan.
So, Mr. Chair, just some supplemental stuff from IT and timing is UNA does actually completely replace PowerPlan. So PowerPlan will be rejected out of the ecosystem and completely replaced with UNA, which I'm excited about. The timing is, we're trying to get this in place. We paid the power plan through March. That way we can have this one in place before we go through the FY27 budget process. So we'll shift over to that and make sure training's in place for the DAs and EOs. And then the other thing we kind of negotiated to make sure that we can keep all of our historical data that's sitting in power plan. It goes back to like 2012.
Yeah, we're gonna transfer over 11 and 12 years of data.
Yeah. They only want to hold, I think, 4 or 5, but we built in that, bring in that financial history. So that'll be good. And as far as the upgrade costs and the ongoing cost, this is actually less than I thought. I thought it'd actually be more than this.
Yes, did I?
And there's a lot of moving pieces between now UNA, Power Plan, and Financial Edge, which is our main brand of financial data. We're going to Financial Edge NXT. So there's going to be a lot of IT work between UNA and Financial Edge NXT to make sure those package shifts of data that go back and forth. Since we're going to from on-prem, which means we own the systems here locally, to both systems up in the cloud, and more of a SaaS system or services as a system, or
sorry, services as a solution. And so that way, when we shift everything up, we've got to make sure we maintain the security methods between both platforms. So this will be a huge lift between IT and auditing.
Chairman, I have a couple more questions.
Sure.
So Kyle, I'm assuming that the care and the standard subscription price includes support from UNA to help make the transition?
Yes, so the Care Plus thing that's on there, that is basically kind of a negotiated service, because in order to transfer over the 12 years of data, as Chief Rass was alluding to, they were only going to do a few years and we wanted all of it. So we would have to pay, we were going to have to pay the cost to get those additional years. So they worked with us to sign up for this care plan for a year or two. And then if we want to renew it, we can. It just provides you additional, you know, it's like you always get the base where they'll help you. And then it's like, hey, you get to pay, you get these many hours free of potential like IT support in relation to like maybe building a report structure for you, something that's maybe not included. You need to build maybe an ad hoc report that isn't in their kind of package. If they have to have one of their team members work on it, that would be an extra cost just for the hourly.
Sure.
With an XT or anything else, if there's that additional piece there.
Okay.
That Care Plus is cheaper to have that, because it was going to cost about $20,000 to get that full 12 year of data migrated over. So having a year and then another year of that Care Plus plan is cheaper, because it includes, I guess, we billable hours inside, billable hours for work from them.
So Chairman, and I think this is a rhetorical question, but once the 2012 data moving forward is migrated over, we don't lose that if we don't continue to pay this annual fee.
Correct.
Okay.
That data into the cloud, so that way we'd be able to access it.
Okay. Thanks. And then the ROSA, what is that? Everything else is pretty clear, but the $2,500 that's included for that, I don't know what that acronym stands for.
I think that's part of...
It's a one time.
Yeah. That, I believe, is just part of the migration costs as well.
Okay.
Going over to that new system.
Okay. And then.
I don't remember what the acronym is off the top.
That's fine. No problem, Chairman. I just want to say that what I heard the Chief say is that this is an integrated effort between the IT and auditing, and there will be training for county employees. I did lobby for that on Power Plan before, really not my lane, not my job, but there was a lack of training for people to know how to use that software. And so to have that going forward and available so that directors and elected officials can own their own budgets and understand how to use the software is important to me.
Yes, there'll be, I mean, if anything, like, we'll be trained and we'll hold workshops and training for everybody in the county. And as I've said, even with Power Plan now, my office is open for anybody to come and ask questions and work with Power Plan. I know I've helped with a number of members of different departments in the county and trying to understand their individual budget lines and details of that. And I've told them, I go, if anybody else needs help, just come and let Sarah, I know, but I'd rather over-educate than under-educate when it comes to the budget and using Power Plan and now going with Unisolution. So.
Yeah, and that's a great posture. That's new, having you and the clerk come in. So thank you for continuing that posture of trust and transparency.
Okay. Chief?
Mr. Just one more comment is we did put these through the ringer. The technical questions, make sure they check all the boxes. One thing of note of interest is having access to APIs, which is the application programmable interface, which means we can use that. So local IT can run with their own reports against the database to pull those custom reports. So that will not be a cost.
Okay.
So if we get past the implementation integration, most likely between auditing and IT, we can run our own reports.
Perfect.
Because we've had vendors in the past charge us like $3,000 a report, which is crazy, and we can do that in-house.
Nice.
Yeah, so we'll be nice because like the quarterly, one example is like our quarterly reports now are structured how they are, but now this software available, it should, according to everything, should be able to like create our own and hopefully
digest our own reports in there. So they may, once we do go to that solution, they will probably be look different than they have in the past. But that's something that was a big piece of the pie for us to go with that, is being able to have that system itself be able to build the reports and run the reports in it without having to work with it to create something. So.
Zach, were they a good company to work with on the contract?
They were. They of course, like all of these major software and cloud providers, have their terms of services online. We were able to go through those, identify the issues that we had with them, and have a conversation, and they agreed to our changes.
Super.
Nice. Chairman, I'm in favor of signing this contract, and I, unless Commissioner Brooks has questions. And I move that the board signs the agreement with Unisolutions Incorporated as presented for a one-year price of $35,100 as presented.
A second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Well, good move. Yes.
Just wanted to know, it was under our budget, so I know there were some questions about that, but I mean, it is an increase, but we anticipated this transition, and as was remarked, it came in less than. We provided a little bit of a buffer in our budget. So now that we know what the fixed number is, we can like set the baseline for next year moving forward. So.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Very good.
Yes, please.
And, Mr. Rosa, actually a rapid on-site evaluation. So there you go.
Cool.
Yeah, we all knew that. I say in jest.
That's what we do every day.
I've had this conversation that I'm acronym challenged because of all the different things I'm involved with. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Thanks. Let's
move on to the next agenda item then.
Yeah, I'll stay for just a
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, it's Chairman, you're nodding at me, so I'm just going to jump right in. This is an IDPR grant, which was brought before the board, I think, before you took office. And so Sergeant Roberts has the patience of Job. We're waiting for a boat, and we have a deadline on the grant. And so we have an expenditure of funds that needs to happen. And then my question this morning to the chief is to ensure that in the event that this doesn't come to fruition, that the county actually has a way to get the funds back to maybe resubmit or to repurchase. Those are the questions that I had, and then how those will, so Kyle Wilmot is still here, where those funds, I'm a little bit confused because it says the funds will be held in a county trust until physical custody of the boat is obtained. However, we have an anticipated claim pay date of May 14th of 25. So that's coming up quickly. That's as much as I can tee off, Chairman, because I'm a Rosa commissioner here this morning.
So I can help shed some light on that. This has been a long process. IDPR reached out to me and said, hey, we've done as many grant extensions as we possibly can. They came up with a solution that's involved both the prosecuting attorney and our clerk's office so that we could still obtain the funds. One of the ways that they do this, the boat manufacturers are pushed out because there was aluminum shortage. They were still recovering from COVID. So he hasn't got to our boats, plus the contracts that were being built in front of it. IDPR recommended that we pay to them into a trust account. And talking to the controllers, they said we can also set up the trust. So when we receive these funds, our funds would then go into a holding until we actually receive the boat in case there were any problems. Then that those funds could be transferred back to the state if there was an issue or the boat falls through.
Gotcha. So this is just like any other trust account. They're just held there administratively until the proper time.
Best of my knowledge, yes. And I brought these two here so they're able to explain that side of the house better than I can.
Okay.
And speaking with Sergeant Roberts, Chairman, Commissioners, they keep you saying the boat manufacturer, they have a trust account to where they'll sit on the funds. And then since we have to go through the process, my thought process was when we receive the funds from Parks and Rec, to have them in either a holding account with the county. I know Audit Division has a holding account, but just keep it separate and off to the side, just so it's easier just to track and easier to, I mean, even if we brought it in and we needed to kick it back, we could kick money back to IDPR regardless, but just to have it all sitting there, like you said, in case something happens, we can just send it back. If, like you said, for whatever reason the boat does fall through, I would assume that we feel more, at least a little more confident than we have in the past that this will get executed. But, and also speaking with Sergeant Roberts, since this solution was presented by IDPR, I felt more comfortable with that, in that they've done this, they've had to do this before with other agencies. So it wasn't like a total out of the box, I guess, solution from that standpoint, where it is a little unique. Stuff does get tricky with grants and grant deadlines, because there is a limit on extensions.
Yeah.
With that, so it's hopeful that we'll be able to execute this and everything will, for the most part, go well. And what you say, December maybe?
By December, we have the boat hull identification number now, so they've issued a build number that's gonna go onto the boat, so like a VIN for a car, they've issued the HIN number for our boat, so that means they can begin the manufacturing process.
Nice.
When I spoke to them, we were boat 577, and they're currently on build 567. So we're 10 boats from getting started.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, so this is the boat. This is like the first thing that we did when we came into office 2 years ago.
Yes, sir.
And this document here says anticipated delivery of boat by May 2026.
Yeah, we pushed it out to make sure that they had air room. The boat manufacturer build date, according to the HIN, should be sometime in December.
Okay.
We give them a couple extra months in case there are other hiccups that come along. We've sent all of our logos over. So Mark Tolman and myself met with him over the phone. Mark Tolman talked to him and got all of our decals, our logos, all that stuff submitted just those last 2 weeks.
Cool. Chairman, I was really hoping we could have this boat available for the second part of our boat tour. It was beneficial last year because the Marine Patrol did benefit by a part-time person out there to assist with what you do on the water. It's really unique in Canyon County, especially down with that on the Snake River and by Celebration Park. So it was really a productive, and I always say this on the record, Sergeant Roberts, former Coast Guard, really fortunate to have him leading the Marine Patrol Division for Canyon County. So it's fun to work with him, and his interest in the grant writing portion has come to fruition on a couple of different projects. So thank you for being here, and we can hope for the boat sooner than December, but I'm not riding on the Snake River in December. So even though I've heard it's beautiful.
It's a beautiful time.
I know.
Heater on the boat.
Yeah. Really?
On the boat, we run every December 31st and January 1st with
okay.
Water. So we put a little enclosure in and put a heater in there. It's quite comfortable.
Wow. Well, that might be enticing. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for being here, and thanks for the explanation, Chairman. I'm in favor of signing this progress report form as presented. And so I'll make the motion, Chairman. I move that the board signs this IDPR grant progress report form with the information that's been presented to the board regarding the trust and the acquisition.
A second. All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. So pretty soon our boat will float.
That's right.
But it has to be built first.
Yeah.
It's got to be built first, and we're getting closer. So
yeah, within 10 boats, that is pretty exciting.
Have the boat by now, but
I'm wondering if Noah is building this thing.
Chairman, yes. Just for your information, there's two documents with two signature pages. We were out of the signature stickies this morning, so their signature pages are on the last page of each document.
Okay, all right. I was wondering about that. Thank you.
And Chairman, may I ask, though, you have a signature page with one line, so the chairman signs that reimbursement closeout.
You should be able to flip that.
Yeah.
It will just use our standard page.
Okay. Thanks. Oh, I see. Okay, I got you now.
I have more authority than you.
Well, I guess, yeah.
Okay. So.
Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. Is there any other business that we need to deal with today?
I have one quick one that would be appropriate for executive session under DNF.
All right.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection D, for records exempt, and F, to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
A second. All right, motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes, so motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed to executive session.